Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, this is Top Stories, the show which tells you the most important news in the world, as decided by the Bugle podcast, when it happened. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, India has provided some classic Bugle top stories, and in June 2017, it was the tale of one very questionable judge. And for this issue, issue 4034 no less, I was joined by Anuvab Pal.
Today's top story, Andy, and, you know, every time we talk, there's always Indian news because there's never a shortage of some sort of lunacy where I'm from. If you remember, we talked about a mad judge. We talked about an Indian High Court judge who'd gone mad, and he issued an arrest warrant on a bunch of Supreme Court judges who'd issued an arrest warrant on him. He'd gone into hiding for a few months, and I'm happy to report that he has been found. And I just want to know what your views are on this, just legally as well. Because when he was found, and the police, the special branch of police, they're known as the CBI in India, the Central Bureau of Investigation, you know, when they caught him, he immediately issued an arrest warrant on them, which confused them immensely, because they did not, they had an alternative legal warrant in their hand. And you know, as a student of law and jurisprudence, Andy, I just wanted to know what this does to legal matters generally when you go to arrest a judge and he arrests you in turn.
Well, I mean, that's, you've got to admire the imagination he's put into that. So just, I mean, I don't know if it would work if you're not a High Court judge. I mean, can you just put on a judge's wig and wield that authority and say, no, I'm having you arrested? I mean, it's quite kind of playground-level response, isn't it? Oh, you're arresting me? No, I'm arresting you. And then, I don't know, jump off the ground and so you're safe? I mean, this, to me, it seems, this is the kind of chaos that the watching world expects from India. Justice Kanan, who we talked about a few weeks ago, he described the Contempt of Courts Act as, quotes, a cathartic jurisprudence which belonged to the Dark Ages, the era of Inquisition and torture, distinct from the classical Roman law which constitutes the foundation of modern jurisprudence. And, I mean, That is, I mean, that, again, that is the kind of language that you want from a high-level legal executive.
Precisely, Andy, precisely. In fact, it took them 6 weeks to understand what he was saying before they could arrest him, because the English language is not as prevalent in the lower orders of the security forces as it is among high court judges. And however, the point you raise is a very valid point, because what differentiates just madness, you know, which is a man with a wig and a gavel just pronouncing sentences, and a mad judge, you know, who sets up his own court in his house. There is nuance here, Andy. There is nuance.
An interesting angle on this is that whilst he was in hiding, he retired. He reached retirement age, and he became, and I quote an Indian newspaper here, the first judge of a high court to retire whilst being untraceable. Now, that is an unsurprising record to have set. That is a small crossover in the Venn diagram of judges. Of course, there are many judges, not so many high court judges, but very few of them have ever been untraceable. And also, no judge who is untraceable would give that up voluntarily, surely. So if you are untraceable, you're not going to retire. I mean, he's been forcibly retired because he turned 62. But, I mean, the untraceable judge, surely that is, I mean, that's what all judges dream of, isn't it?
That is a dream. That is a dream, you know. And often you don't have that intersection, as you correctly pointed out. Harrison Ford has made a movie called Fugitive. He has not made a movie called Fugitive Judge, right? Because I feel like that intersection is not often met. And I'm proud to be from a nation where such things do meet. You know, you can be an absconder and a man who can pronounce the death penalty all in one, you know. Yes, we've got a billion people, but sometimes we know how to multitask. That's all I'm trying to get at, Andy.
In other Indian news now, the Ayush Ministry, which promotes traditional and alternative medicine, has issued some wonderful advice to pregnant women, telling them to avoid meat, eggs, and impure thoughts. Now, you might think with pregnancy, eggs and meat and impure thoughts of sorts have obviously been the start of the matter. The advice listed various things to be avoided, including tea, coffee, sugar, spices, and eggs, and non-veg food. I mean, India does have a pretty proud record of malnutrition in expectant mothers, so I guess we need to see it in the context of that. But this is in direct contravention of the advice from the Indian Health Ministry, which has meat and eggs pretty much top of its list of recommended foods. So, I mean, I guess in a nation of, what, 1.2 billion people, You're going to have bits of advice that contradict each other, but there must be some pretty confused pregnant women in India right now.
That is correct, Andy. That is correct. And also, you know, we're the first nation to classify impure thoughts as an edible product. So I think that that's one of the basic things that you have, that I have a problem with the Western world, is that you differentiate between adverbs and names of food products. This is the problem, you know. Why can't you not eat a tomato and a whimsy? It's like that. You know, we are more flexible with the English language here, Andy. And this is why I think we're so far advanced. You know, that is, we only have to catch up with China and that's it. You know, because we've got pure thoughts and meat, and I don't know how it is for you. Meat and eggs for me are pure thoughts, you know. And I have pure thoughts when I eat them. And any other kind of food, impure thoughts. And we classify them together, you know. And that's why we like to be flexible with the English language, you know. When we say something like, you know, when you're going to school, avoid being hit by cars and bad opinions. You know, we like to say things like that.
The advice also said women should detach themselves from desire, anger, attachment. So you have to detach yourself from attachment. I mean, that's linguistically interesting at the best of times anyway. But also, surely, attachment is something you want to practice while you're preparing to have a baby. Also says you should detach yourself from hateredness, which is just a new word. That has just been invented. Hateredness. I don't know if that means
correct
feelings of hate or being hated by something or just something completely different. It could be hateredness. Maybe don't wear red hats. I mean, very, very dangerous to be a pope whilst president. That is absolutely, absolutely a fact. And detach yourself from lust, which is very much shooting the horse after the door has bolted. Now, is it possible, Anuvab, and I've been to India, I think, four times, is it possible to
yes,
find
sir.
Peaceful condition anywhere in India.
It is not, which is why I think what they're saying is leave the country, right? Find good people. They don't even have to be your family. So by default, you are detached. So what they're saying is give birth in Taiwan, give birth in Russia, anywhere but here. Find good people. I think there's a coded, almost KGB type message here. If you want to bring in a new life, don't do it here. We've got a lot of people. Now, we can't say that directly, Andy. You understand. So we as Indians, this is why English is an Indian language. We have invented an English under your English, and we call it English as well, but it's not English. You see where I'm coming from.
The booklet also said, and this is, I think, my favourite bit of it, during pregnancy, women should read the life histories of great personalities. I don't know if, you know, I know parents, you know, listen to music during pregnancy to try and, you know, stimulate the brains of the babies within them. I know my children, I was exposing them to the greatest hits of Bananarama from, shortly before conception. But reading the life history of great persons, are they going to osmose the wisdom of the ages from their mother reading these books? There must be some amazing conversations going on in India at the moment. How's your morning sickness? Well, it was awful until I started reading Henry F. Pringle's 1932 Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of Theodore Roosevelt. And now I feel absolutely sensational. Good, so you're hoping for a natural birth? Yep, no painkillers, no surgical equipment, nothing. Going for the full caesarean. By which I mean I'll be reading Suetonius's 2nd century AD masterpiece, De Vita Caesarum, The Lives of the Caesars, in the original Latin. I don't want to take any chances. Awesome advice.
Again, Andy, great advice. And again, I don't know how you do it in the West. But, you know, when my son was born, the months before it was critical. It was critical for my wife to read Plautus, The Misunderstood Teen Years. Without that, we would not speak, and I promised not to pay for my son's education. I think it was critical, state mandated, that we had to read, you know, Alexander, The Years Making Music Videos. Though that was critical for us to have, you know, Kafka, The Goalkeeping Years. Now, those things were given to us by the state, and we had to read it, and you know, it was mandatory in my house, you know, and you know, we nearly came close to divorce because, you know, my wife would want to read other things and other books, and that's not allowed in those months. It's not allowed by the state.
Well, I'm starting to regret now that, well, I have two children, and during neither pregnancy did I or my wife sit down and read, you know, biographies of the world's leading people. And I mean, let's look at the evidence. My kids are 10 and 8 now. Between them, absolutely zero Nobel Prizes. So, I mean, clearly India is onto something here.
I would, you know, introduce my son to you, but right now he is playing the 3rd opera of Mozart at 4. So he's a bit tied up as we speak because he's in the middle of Così fan tutti quarto 2.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do at The Bugle by contributing to The Bugle voluntary subscription scheme via thebuglepodcast.com. Premium tier subscribers can now get an exclusive 12-inch vinyl episode of the show. If you're listening in Apple, you can also click the button to support us right now. Thank you and goodbye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.